First thing I'd like to do would be to thank all of you for joining me on the call tonight. My name's Dr. Frank Painter, and I'm a chiropractor from LaGrange, Illinois, which is about 9 miles due west of the Chicago Loop. I'm also the editor of the HealthQuest newsletter, which is available by subscription through the Frontrunners. Dr. Bruce Miller started HealthQuest 36 years ago, and it was the first science-based sales aid that was available to the Shackley field. When Bruce decided to retire back in 2006, he asked me if I'd take over the newsletter, so I've been producing it since that time. Now, our current newsletter is about Alzheimer's disease, so we've segued away from just talking about neurodegenerative disorders in general and focusing on Alzheimer's, because just in the last 2 years, another 300,000 people were diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And because of when it comes on age-wise, the boomer generation is just starting to come into their own. So I decided to focus the whole newsletter strictly on Alzheimer's, particularly how to prevent it and then how to treat it, you know, the best that you can, depending on where you are on the spectrum. Our next newsletter that will be coming out in July is How to Defeat the Allergy Season. And it seems like so far, I know my nose is going nuts, so I'm sure there's a lot of people out there suffering. So if you'd like more information on how to get access to that newsletter, feel free to email me at frankp, F-R-A-N-K-P, at cairo.org. So let's get started on our actual call tonight, which is titled Stress, the Silent Killer. Now, Hans Selye was one of the earliest researchers that actually combined his MD with a PhD degree. And he first posited the relationship between stress and the onset of disease back in 1936. Now, to him, stress was meant to include everything, and that would be including food deprivation to a nice exercise workout. So by stress, Selye was not referring to just nervous stress. He was also including all non-specific responses of the body to any physical or psychological demand. Now, his work led to the discovery that steroid hormones, which originated from the adrenal cortex, played a crucial role in stress response. He also introduced the first classification system for different steroid hormones that were produced by various organs in our body. And in fact, that classification system is still in use today, almost 90 years later. Now, a more comprehensive analysis of his degree is available online. He's a very interesting guy to read about. So let's talk about the stress response. Selye proposed that the human response to stress, which he referred to as the general adaptation syndrome, involves four distinct stages. His complex neurohormonal model revealed that overactivation of our pituitary and our adrenal glands are associated with the onset of many chronic diseases, including hypertension, peptic ulcers, renal or kidney disease, arthritis, asthma, and certain forms of cancer. So here's specifically how our body responds to stress. The first phase is called the alarm reaction, where the nervous system and our adrenal glands provide an almost instantaneous response to a stressor or a threat, for example, like a gunshot. And that initiates the fight or flight response. Now, the second phase, or referred to as the resistance phase, happens when the stressor persists for several days. So during this phase, the body continues to attempt to normalize hormonal response. The third phase, referred to as the tissue response phase, happens when the body is unable to extinguish that initial stress response. And that leads to hypertrophy of your adrenal glands. In other words, they get larger. A decline in gastrointestinal function, in other words, it screws up your digestion, and your thymus and your lymphoid tissue also tend to atrophy. Now, finally, if the stress remains protracted, the body enters the fourth or exhaustion phase, where we lose the physiologic ability to adapt to stress. In this final stage, that's where your health begins to deteriorate and illness begins to manifest. Now, 371 cardiovascular events. I skipped a page. One recent study measured how stress anxiety impacts the health outcomes in a group of 1,000 San Franciscan people with pre-existing but stable coronary heart disease. Now, these individuals were tracked over a six-year period. Now, 371 cardiovascular events occurred during that follow-up period of 6 years. The most remarkable finding of this study, and remember that all these individuals already had coronary heart disease, was that those individuals who were also diagnosed with general anxiety disorder or stress experienced 62% more cardiovascular events than people who were not stressed. In fact, the trend was so dramatic that the authors titled the study Scared to Death. So that's pretty strong evidence that stress contributes to reduced cardiovascular health and, unfortunately, death. So what about stress at work? A unique new study reviewed the job stress of bank employees. Now, researchers tracked the impact of what they term subjective mental workload on employees who must constantly be adapting to changing technology at work while also needing to be polite to their customers. So just imagine this. You're a teller, and you're sitting in your cage, and someone approaches you while yakking away on their smartphone, and then they turn to you and say, "Would you wait so they can finish their call?" Now, you're sitting there in your cage. You're watching over their shoulder at this big line of impatient people waiting to get up to your cage, and here's somebody telling you to just hang on while they finish their so important phone call. Grin and bear it, right? So it's really no wonder that people who work in places like banks and what have you, why their stress level is much higher than certain other jobs. Now, neuroscientists who ran that study found that 78% of the employees suffered from musculoskeletal disorders of their neck, about half of them, low back pain, also about half of them, and upper back, about one-third of the people. And they attributed all of that musculoskeletal pain directly to their job stress. Now, the individuals who worked the jobs for more than 10 years, like in the 10 to 20-year range, three times more likely to suffer from those musculoskeletal complaints. So you can only hold it in so long before you turn dirty hairy on people. So be really nice to your bank tellers. So the authors went on to discuss how job activities that demand very high concentration and attention levels to provide quality service translates into the highest level of job stress. Now, there are other job stress studies. Researchers at the University of Michigan assessed about 1,300 married couples and found a direct relationship between marital stress levels and increased or prolonged high blood pressure. Now, another study at the University of Colorado found that marital stress contributes to the onset of metabolic syndrome, a constellation of disorders that includes central obesity, in other words, if you shape like a pear, dyslipidemia, which means abnormal blood cholesterol levels, elevated blood pressure, poor blood sugar management, and because of this, metabolic syndrome promotes increased risk for developing either cardiovascular disease, diabetes, or stroke. Now, follow-up studies at Yale University provided overwhelming evidence that stress has a detrimental effect on natural killer or NK cells and their cytotoxic activity. That means that the killer cells lose their capacity for destroying invaders, which, of course, depresses your immune system. They also demonstrated that severe or prolonged stress was associated with about a 50% reduction of natural killer cell activity. Now, NK cells play a very vital role in immune surveillance against viruses and against cancer cells. So we can ill afford to have a sustained decrease in that aspect of our immune performance. Most disturbing, as we've just been sort of working on the periphery, is that from an immune standpoint, stress appears to have a dramatic impact on the balance of our intestinal microflora. Dr. Moore and a research team found that the composition of the intestinal flora wasn't much affected by dramatic changes in your diet, but statistically significant shifts in the proportion of beneficial species in your intestines were noted in individuals who experienced prolonged anger or fear stressors. Now, a shift in the intestinal milieu leads to increased production and absorption of toxins by your intestines, and a shift towards production of neurometabolites that are potentially cancer-producing. Very frightening. The most recent study looked at 468 military veterans and describes a very strong association between anger and hostility and the shortening of their telomeres. Now, although this article was tipped towards chemical management of stress, it does provide additional insight into the irrefutable relationship between stress and the onset of disease. So let's talk a little bit about stress chemistry. The hormone most associated with stress-related health decline is called cortisol. Now, cortisol is really a very important hormone that's secreted by our adrenal glands and is involved in the following functions. It helps to manage proper glucose metabolism, in other words, turning sugar into energy. It also helps us to regulate our blood pressure. It also helps to control insulin release, which helps to maintain normal blood sugar levels, and it also has an impact on immune function. Now, short-term release of cortisol actually provides the following benefits. It gives us a quick burst of energy for survival. It heightens our memory. It gives us a burst of increased immunity. It lowers our sensitivity to pain and helps to maintain homeostasis in the body. Now, anyone who's been in a serious car accident, or any kind of accident for that matter, often speak about things, how time suddenly slows down, how details become crystal clear. And examples, of course, of abnormal strength while trying to save someone, I mean, those types of things are truly miraculous. Unfortunately, we can't burn that candle at both ends for very long. Now, prolonged stress release of cortisol has been shown to have severely negative effects, including impaired cognitive performance. Your memory starts to go on the fritz. It suppresses thyroid function, which leads to us getting chubby. It causes blood sugar imbalances, usually hyper or too much glycemia. It also contributes to reductions in our bone density, decreases in our muscle mass. It raises our blood pressure and lowers our immune and our inflammatory responses. Now, stress also depletes various key nutrients, including the B and C vitamins, along with some of the essential amino acids which the brain requires to produce neurotransmitters. This helps explain why stress has a negative impact on our mental attitude, our mood, and our ability to concentrate. Now, although stressors have changed over the years, I mean, we're no longer dodging saber-toothed tigers, but we're all faced with traffic congestion and, as we mentioned earlier, rude people in line expecting you to just stand there while they finish their cell phone call. Now, when we're weakened by prolonged stress, whether through lack of sleep, poor diet, exposure to toxins, or prolonged mental strain, our body's ability to maintain homeostasis will be compromised, and illness is the natural result of that. So now let's focus on the nutrition solution for stress. Shankly's stress complex was designed to reduce the impact of stress on our health. It contains a combination of ingredients that have been shown clinically to reduce the stress reaction, primarily by blunting excessive cortisol release. And it also initiates the relaxation phase that helps to extinguish the fight or flight response. Stress relief also contains ashwagandha, which is an adaptogenic herb often referred to as Indian ginseng. Now, it's not really related to the ginsengs, but it appears to share many of the same properties and actions. Ashwagandha has been used in Ayurvedic medicine for more than 2,500 years to promote physical and mental health, to augment resistance of the body against disease and various environmental stressors, and it also seems to increase longevity. Now, recent studies have also demonstrated that ashwagandha enhances natural immunity, enhances cognition and memory, and provides support against anxiety and other psychological complaints. Now, stress release also contains L-tyrosine, a very important amino acid for the body because it's when it's depleted, we experience stress or strain. This is the problem. L-tyrosine actually primarily acts as a mood elevator and a mood regulator. So if you have a lack of L-tyrosine, it leads to a deficiency of key neurotransmitters that help to control our emotions, and that leads to fatigue and depression. L-tyrosine is also a precursor of a group of neurotransmitters referred to as the catecholamines. And alterations in the availability of L-tyrosine in the brain have been shown to downregulate the synthesis of dopamine, which helps us to sleep, and norepinephrine in experimental animals. They've also demonstrated that L-tyrosine depletion can be reversed by supplementation. So that's clearly been identified. Most of the research supporting tyrosine's ability to blunt stress originated with research attached to the U.S. military. So obviously the government's looking for ways to make you the most effective that you can be in the service. And, of course, that means trying to turn down stress and all these side effects that we were talking about earlier. Now, stress relief also contains something called beta-cystosterol, which is a natural plant sterol that also helps to blunt cortisol release. A 1982 study found that adding beta-cystosterol to your diet decreased total cholesterol levels by about 42% in a sample of about nine subjects. Now, L-threonine is another amino acid found almost solely in tea plants. And a recent study by the United States Army Graduate Program, where seeking ways to help post-traumatic stress disorders, found that L-threonine reversed the effects of caffeine, providing relaxation effects without promoting sleepiness. The author stated that it might be a useful addition to the treatment regimen for a variety of psychological disorders ranging from post-traumatic stress to anxiety, mood disorders, and substance dependence. So Shaqley is the only company that's crafted a totally science-based and research-based herbal supplement that can help reduce the impact of stress without inducing drowsiness. All the drugs on the market clearly indicate on the side of the bottle that you should not be operating equipment, which would be, for example, your car, if you're on those substances. So it's nice to know there's a product out there that you can be safely, you know, in action driving to work without, you know, falling asleep or risking causing a car accident. Now, another adaptogenic herbal remedy is Shaqley's Core Energy, which contains Panax ginseng and a unique blend of cordyceps mushroom extract and also green tea extract, which helps to provide energy and stamina and additional antioxidant protection. Ginseng is one of the most powerful of the adaptogenic herbs, and numerous studies support that Asian ginseng's effectiveness in improving a person's ability to manage stress, to improve work performance, and enhance mental function. A lot of research done in Asia on that. Now, a 1995 study at the Korea Cancer Institute Hospital found that individuals who used ginseng for at least 1 year were protected from developing certain cancers. And those risks seemed to continue to decrease with the longer usage of ginseng, up to 20 years. This study found that ginseng protected against cancers of the mouth, the esophagus, the stomach, the colon, the liver, the lung, the pancreas, and the ovaries, pretty much all my favorite organs. So the authors concluded that ginseng has a protective effect for most forms of cancer. Now, because stress also depletes so many key nutrients from our bloodstream, it's advisable to add the following nutrients to your stress reduction regimen based on how stressed out you are. And the first, of course, most natural choice would be B-complex, which is often referred to as the stress vitamin. And it's recommended for depression, PMS, mood swings, irritability, nervousness, fatigue, mental confusion, sugar cravings, hypo or low blood sugar glycemia, anxiety attacks, and reduced immunity. Now, B vitamins are depleted by mental and physical stress, by eating processed foods, particularly sugar and alcohol. It's also depressed by too much caffeine, the use of aspirin, birth control, and various other medications. So particularly for people who are on that spectrum, extra B vitamins is very protective. Now, sustained release Vita-C is a very unique product because it's a time-release tablet that releases about 100 milligrams of vitamin C into your blood every hour over a five-hour period. Now, because vitamin C is depleted by stress, vitamin C supplementation is integrally related with our immune function, our wound healing, and the production and repair of connective tissue. Another product that is beneficial is Osteomatrix, because it's loaded with calcium, magnesium, and 400 IUs of vitamin D. Well, D3 probably. Now, magnesium is a natural muscle relaxer. And in fact, when I have a patient come in who's tense all over, that's the first thing I ask them, are you taking a calcium supplement? Because virtually every calcium supplement on the planet also has magnesium in it. And so I will recommend that they double or triple their dose for the first week and see how much more relaxed they feel. Magnesium, a wonderful muscle relaxer. Now, magnesium also helps and contributes towards lowering blood pressure. It reduces muscle tension. It's beneficial for headaches, and it also supports, obviously, healthy bone density. Now, vitamin D3 is involved in so many different aspects of our health, from boosting our immune function to increased bone health and to mental acuity, all of the things which stress undermines, by the way. It's a natural and very inexpensive way to recapture a lot of health benefits. Now, stress really is a silent killer, because by the time you know that you're in trouble, you are really in trouble. So I hope you'll embrace the Shackley solution that we've been talking about, because it's going to add life to your years and years to your life.